This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi everyone, Selfina Correa here from Be Made Whole and Maxwell Leadership. Did you know that if you're not in a good environment, you've got to change that environment? Because there's environment that's conducive to growth, and then there's environment that's not conducive to growth. It's actually conducive to decrease. Today we're speaking of the law of environment. This law is one of the laws that's in the book, and this whole series is based on the book by John Maxwell with the title, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And this is one of those laws, the law of environment. It says that growth thrives in conducive surroundings. Mark Cain said, "The first step towards success is taken when you refuse to be a captive of the environment you first find yourself in." That is so true. The important part there is it's where you first find yourself in. Today I want to talk about the characteristics of a growth environment. You know, when we think of environment, we always think of what's around us on the outside. And it's important. We do need to be, in terms of our external environment, we've got to be in an environment that is conducive to growth. That is good for us. But there's a lot more to it than just that. But I'm not going to go there right now. I just want to first focus on these characteristics. How do we classify a growth environment? I would say that when you're in a growth environment, you look a lot better than what you really are. You normally outperform your capabilities, in a sense. It's like when you're in this growth environment, everybody's lifted. And they actually do better than what they normally would. They play over their heads, and they always are striving for better. And when you're in a bad environment for growth, like a negative environment where there's criticism or you're being demeaned or pushed down, then you generally look worse. We tend to play to that environment. People who are demeaned constantly in a certain environment, whenever they're in that environment or in those surroundings, they will underperform. Where people who are in encouraging environments, when they're in those environments, when they're around those people who create those environments, they always tend to strive to do better. John Maxwell has a definition for his growth environment, and he says it like this. He says, "My growth environment is a place where others are ahead of me." Now, what does that mean, others ahead of me? I would say that if you're in the head of a class, then you're actually in the wrong class. That's really what he's talking about. You need to get out of that class because you always need to be around people who are like faster than you, quicker, better, smarter, people who are sharper, ahead of you, people who've been where you're going, people who've got more experience than what you have. If you're the best person in the group, then the problem with that is, I'd say get out there quickly, because the problem with it is that we stagnate in those kind of groups. When we're always the most mature person in the group or the most advanced person in that group that we're in, then we tend to settle there because there's nothing pulling us to get ahead or to continue growing. That's what he meant when he said that his growth environment is where people are ahead of him. I love to be around people who are ahead of me. I find when I'm around them, it's amazing the kind of questions that pop into my head. And I want to ask them those questions. I want to know more about where they are to help me to get to where they are. And so it really is an exciting place to be. But you got to realize that in that environment, you will be challenged. It's not a bad thing being challenged. You just got to be ready for that. Not everybody enjoys being challenged. But if it's a good challenge and a challenge that's going to help you get better, then it's a good place to be. A growth environment is also a place where our focus is always forward. We're always looking to the future. We're not looking back or regretting the past or always going back and saying, you know, why did we do that? Why? And what's wrong? And that constant fault finding of the past. We just focus forward, and that is a growth environment where you're always looking forward. A growth environment is also a place where we are affirmed. I spoke now about environments where you're encouraged. That is so true. I've seen it happen in my own life and in the lives of others. Even when I've worked with people, sometimes I've in my life, I've found where my attitude was wrong and I changed it. And that changed the atmosphere of the people, in the surroundings with the people I was working with, when I changed my attitude to, instead of being more critical, to being more encouraging and affirming. I want to tell you a quick little story about my cousin. I have a cousin, and when she went to high school in Standard 6, in those days it was standards, that would be grade 8 now, she did accountancy as a subject in high school. It was in her first year of high school. And she had a great teacher, Michael de Villiers. If you're listening, Mike, this is a great compliment to you. A great teacher that I had. I had him as a teacher, and my cousin also had him as a teacher. And she did really well in that year, and so did I in my years with Michael de Villiers. He really taught me very well. And today I look back and I thank God for the great foundation he gave me. It caused me to have accounting as my top subject in school. And anyway, going back to my cousin, she had Mike for her first year, and she did really well, and showed to have a tendency and a good inclination for accounting. But the next year, she changed teachers, and she went with a different teacher. And I knew that teacher. I won't mention his name, but I knew the teacher, and I had once been in a class with him, and her marks plummeted. And today I know why. He was never interested in the class. He was more interested in other topics and talking nonsense in class. And he didn't really have a passion for his students. He was kind of like a lazy guy, you know. And I saw that lack of interest in what he was doing. And I'm so glad I never had him as a teacher. But, you know, my cousin, I think she even dropped the subject eventually. But her marks went from great to plummeting down, where she was struggling with that subject. And that's the difference between an affirming environment and a negative environment. It really does work that way. A growth environment is also a place where we are often out of our comfort zone. Being out of your comfort zone is not a bad thing. It can be a good thing. When you're being constantly challenged and stretched and wanting to do better, that is outside of the comfort zone. And the comfort zone is not a place for work. It's a place for rest. And so you don't want to be in a comfort zone when you're in a work environment, because out of the comfort zone is where we are being stretched and where we are growing. It's also a place where we're excited. You know, when you're excited in the morning when you get up, you're excited to go to a place where you work. That's because the environment is conducive to growth, and it's a positive environment. Imagine going to work with a negative environment there. And when you wake up in the morning, you're not excited to go. A growth environment is also a place where failure is not your enemy. Now, that's such a big one, because who likes failure? Nobody likes failure. But failure is really part of success. And you've got to separate the person from the action. Everyone's had failures, but everyone is not a failure. So we've got to separate those two so that we are not afraid if we fail. Because when you are growing, part of growing would mean that you would sometimes, things wouldn't work out, and then you'd have to try again. Think of Thomas Edison. Imagine if he gave up the first time he failed. Maybe we'd still be carrying around fire torches today. You know, the world's never been the same since he discovered the light bulb. So failure is not your enemy. Another environment that is a growth environment is where people desire change. They're eager to grow. They're not resisting growth. That's one way of knowing. When you find people not wanting to grow, it could be the environment that they're in. I know that I'm in a growth environment when others are also growing. A good growth environment is where not just the one is growing and the others aren't. Everybody is growing. Everyone's moving forward together. It's a win-win for everybody. I'm not the only one that's growing. If I'm in an environment where it's just I'm growing and everybody else is fading, you know, that is not good. There are people, you know, if someone feels inferior, they tend to want to be the one who looks better than everybody else, and they would be comfortable in an environment like that. But that's not a healthy environment. A healthy growth environment is where everyone is growing. Everyone's got that freedom to grow. You also find that growth is being modeled and expected in a growth environment. If you think of someone who is a leader in a group, the leader has to model that growth. The leader must also be growing. and expecting the others to grow, and there is an example set of growth, and that will get the team growing. If you're a leader and you've got a team, you'll see a big difference when you start to model and encourage growth in your team. So I spoke earlier on, I mentioned that there's these surroundings that are, we talk about a growth surrounding and we talk about it as an external thing. But you know, the surroundings conducive to growth don't begin outside of us. It actually begins on the inside. Because you might be listening and saying, well, I can't control my surroundings because it's this person's got an attitude or that person's doing something wrong and I can't change that. So how do you do it then? What do you do if you are in an environment that's not conducive to growth and it's something you're stuck in? I mean, imagine being married to Mr. or Mrs. Grumpy. I mean, I don't believe having a grumpy spouse is grounds to leave. But imagine now having to put up with that every day. That's not nice. That is not a conducive environment for growth. So what do you do then when you're in a situation similar to that where there are things that cannot be changed at this point? I'm going to share something with you now, and it's really going to help. It's going to empower you and encourage you because the growth environment begins on the inside. There are too many people who wait for everything to be conducive to growth for them to start growing. So the growth environment that you need to create actually begins with you on the inside. You might be listening now and thinking, oh, well, who keeps you motivated then? Who must keep you motivated? Who must keep me motivated if the surroundings are not good? Well, the simple answer is me. For me, it's me, and for you, it's you. I must keep me motivated and you must keep you motivated. I've learned not to depend on someone else to motivate me. If you depend on someone else to motivate you, guess what? You're going to be disappointed. If you wait for somebody to make your day, you're not going to have a good day, that's for sure. You've got to make your own day. You've got to motivate yourself. I've got to motivate myself. And how do you do that? How do you motivate yourself if those surroundings are so, you know, negative and out of your control, which normally the outer things are out of our control to a large degree? So how do you keep yourself going? How do you keep your energy levels up? Because you see, motivation and having a growth environment on the inside has got a lot to do with our energy levels. People who are not motivated, normally their energy level's low. I know, I've been there. When my energy level was low, I had insomnia for many years and I was burnt out for those years. And when your energy levels are low, the motivation seems to go down with the energy. So you want to keep your energy levels up. And how do you do that? Well, you do it by refueling. You know, you've got a tank, a kind of an energy tank, and it doesn't stay full automatically. It runs down. It runs empty. And you've got to have a kind of a refueling station that's going to help you to refuel. We call that nourishment centers. Where do I get nourished? Well, I've got a few nourishment centers which I'd like to share with you. They might help you. They might just give you a place to start so that you can even make your own list. But these are some they're very obvious, actually. When you hear them, you'll see. But, you know, people don't always think of it. And that's why I want to give it to you. These are mine, and John Maxwell also has. I learned some of these by him. Others I've just worked out for myself because they work for me. But I want to give these to you to help you, to get you started so that you can create a growth environment on the inside of you. And you know, when you have a growth environment on the inside, you know that negative environment that you can't change, that Mr. or Mrs. Grumpy that you can't change on the outside, you are going to cope much better with that. You're going to be able to make better decisions in the middle of that than, you know what happens if I don't have energy or I'm demotivated on the inside, then when those surroundings are around me like that, I tend to just want to, I'm just going to give up on it. You know, I just want to run away, you know. But when I am self-motivated on the inside, I've got my energy levels up, I've got a growth environment, I'm growing constantly on the inside, then when I encounter those negative surroundings, they won't weigh me down so easily. Because there's this foundation that's strong on the inside. They won't weigh me down. And even when I do encounter them, I'm going to deal with them in a much better way that creates a better end result. I'm going to be more controlled in my responses. I'm going to have more peace in the middle of that. And you know what? I believe that we find answers better that way too. And you'll be able to navigate your way through those negative outer environments and come up with solutions for that, I believe. The journey will be a lot different when the growth environment is already on the inside. So here are the nourishment centers I want to give you. Nourishment centers. Music is a nourishment center. You ask yourself, which songs bring life to me? You know, people write sad songs. You know, someone had, you know, something went wrong in their life, and I'm not trying to downplay that, and they write a song about it, and that's all great. But if I need to be motivated, that's not the kind of song I'm going to listen to. I want to listen to a song that uplifts me, something with a positive, nice, lively beat to it, something that'll revive me. What about thoughts? Which thoughts inspire me? Experiences. Which experiences rejuvenate me? What about friends and family? Which friends which people that I have, whether it's friend or family, which ones encourage me and take care of me? Who really got my best at heart? Who really care for me? You need at least one such person in your life. You know, not everyone's got a big group of people who really are supporting them, a big support system. But, you know, everyone's got one person that you can think of right now. Everyone has one person. You might not have thought of them for a while, but you will remember them. And I believe that you will. You know, I have my mom. Thank God, if my dad was still alive, I would have had him too. But I thank God I still got my mom here with me. And it's wonderful that I know when I need encouragement, she's one person I can always count on. What about recreation? What recreation recreates me? Things that you do for relaxation, you know, giftedness, the gifts that activate you. Maybe you're good at painting. You can do that as a pastime to just relax. And hope, which dreams inspire me. Think of your dreams. I put my dreams up on my wall. At my desk, there's a bunch of stuff. My whole wall is covered. And every time I look up, I remember my dreams because it's on my wall. Physical activity, which ones stimulate and de-stress you. I like to run. I go running at the end of the day when the sun's just about going down and it's cool, and it's a great rejuvenator and a de-stressor for me. Memories. Which memories make me smile? Which books change me? That's important. If you write books, if you read books and you like to maybe read fiction, I want to encourage you that every now and then read a non-fiction book that it will contribute to your growth. You don't have to read a whole lot of them if you enjoy fiction. I'm a non-fiction person, but it's not critical. You can read one every now and then just to feed you and change you for the better. And most importantly, this is a very big one because I learned this, like I said, I was burnt out. I learned this the hard way, being a very active kind of person and always on the go. Rest, so important. You know, I'm not saying, you know, if you don't feel like working, take a rest. I'm just saying when you need rest, rest. If you need 5 minutes, take 5 minutes. If you need a day, take a day. If you need a week, take a week. What do you need? If you need rest, take the rest. Your body will thank you for it later. You're far more creative and productive when you have a good rest intervals. So make your own list. Keep it simple. It should be easily accessible. But these are all nourishment centers that will give you good environment on the inside that will be conducive to your growth. Next week, we'll continue with this. We've been busy with this whole series now for a few weeks. Please join me again next week as we continue with the series, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. In the meantime, you're welcome to visit my website, bemadewhole.co.za. There you'll find all the courses that I'm licensed to train as a Maxwell Leadership Certified Trainer. I can train and coach Maxwell material. My books are there that I've written, available as downloads and hard copies. You can even pick up a hard copy at any or at selected Bright Hardware stores. If you're a Bright Hardware client, they're available at the tills there. My blog is there with teachings and videos. Most importantly, there is a the podcasts are there on the blog. And there you will find all the recordings of these messages. So please go there and catch up on the other laws. There are many laws that govern your growth, and they really do work. And I want to encourage you to go back and listen to those podcasts. If you ever miss it on the radio, within 2 or 3 days, it becomes available. You can even subscribe to that podcast, and then you will know whatever the title is of the next message that's come up. Social media is there and community transformation. And there you will see what Be Made Whole is doing in a community in South Africa as well as other countries of Africa. Thank you so much for being with me today, and join me again next week as we continue with the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.